Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Clyde covering, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zedeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Verizer reaches third base with a triple. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Date moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. Manning moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. White moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Brett moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Potek reaches second base with a double. Hurdle goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard juggles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Date moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zdeb chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Potek. Potek fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Potek. Bell goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Royals. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae scores. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. Sid Monge now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Monge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monge fires to first and has McRae trapped. There's the throw to Kuiper, who tags McRae for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 5. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the mound. Monge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Al Raboski now pitching. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Jim Norris. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks bunts for an out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Date strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.